we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hometer.
Well, Monday, as I said, was a big down day. Dow off over 700 points. But for the week, managed to squeak out of the gain again. Dow up 1.1%. S&P up 2%. NASDAQ up 2.8%. 10-year Treasury still dropping 1.28%. And oil, $72 a barrel. So what caused the stock market to drop so big time on Monday? Well, here we go. The headline reason, which I'm sure you heard about because it was all over the news, was the Delta variant that all of a sudden had the market spooked that there was going to be an economic shutdown and that this recovery was possibly going to be reduced. And while it didn't cause a huge sell-off over the next few days, the drop in the S&P 500, it was a combination of this. It wasn't just Delta. So it was the Delta for sure, but then also stretched equity values. You got to think about this. Stocks right now are priced for perfection, as if nothing wrong is going to happen. And Monday was a test of that, that just may not be true. The third factor was what we call summer doldrums around the sparsely populated trading desks. Let's face it, all the traders are on vacationing at the beach, wherever they happen to be. And also, we've seen continued influence of momentum funds and CTAs have an effect on the market. So all those factors, there are four, caused the market to drop so quickly on Monday. Now, the broad market, if you look at it, if you look at most of the major stock indexes as of late, they're losing momentum. And we've seen that happen for a few weeks. Just the pent-up demand, the pressure that forces markets to go higher is lagging a little bit. It just feels like it's not the way it was. It just feels like it's not quite all there. So you got to ask the question, because a lot of people have been asking me, well, what's next? Is the sell-off over or is it just starting? Well, here's what we need to see. First, we have to see these Delta numbers start to level off and taper away. We're not seeing that right now. So the next few weeks are going to be really important around that. Second, we need to see signs that the economic growth overall, that it's not rolling over. It's not over. And what Monday tells you is that this market is vulnerable to a bigger pullback if there's a new negative introduced. And so, as you remember, we talk about these four pillars that have held up this market, have driven it higher. When one of those starts to crack in a meaningful way, the market's going to react, period. I mean, I've been saying this over and over and over again. And so you saw one of the pillars crack with the Delta variant. And that's what happened. So I see right now any correction, any pullback, which we saw on Monday, as an opportunity potentially to do something about it. And so I've identified an area right now today that I'm going to share with you, which I think is an opportunity here. What is it? Small caps. I think small caps just bottomed. Now, it's hard to predict a bottom, of course. I'm not going to say that I know when that is, but I want you to consider the following. Cyclicals. They've been lagging the technology sector and growth for the last couple months. But no part of the cyclicals have performed worse than small caps. And I'm looking specifically at the Russell 2000, which went from the best performing major index in mid-June to the worst performing index by mid-July. And the reason for the small cap weakness was this. First, investors were concerned about the sooner than expected rate hikes, which the Fed started talking about. And why they are concerned about that is because think about it. If you're a small business owner out there borrowing money to keep your business going, what does that mean? You're going to pay more for money. That's what it means. And so that's bad for small companies. And that was the first reason. The second reason was the strength. And we're going to keep talking about this. The strength of the recovery. People think it's peaked. They think it's over. Some people think this. And as such, this causes, again, another problem for small caps. So these are the concerns right now. They're legitimate. I'm not discounting them. But like most of the underperformance we saw in the cyclicals, you're seeing it much more intensely in the small caps. And so if U.S. GDP continues to go around 3%, we think this year we're going to probably see kind of a 7 on average across the board, then that's going to benefit small caps. That's just the reality. So this uncertainty, I think, is an opportunity for you, if you don't have any exposure to this area, to start to tip your toe into it a little bit. Because I think the sell-off in small caps is a little overdone. And the reason I say that is because if you look at Monday, Monday was a pretty big day on the Dow and the S&P on the downside. Those are large cap stocks. And on Monday, the Russell 2000 fell, but it was much less than the other large cap indexes. And that's contrarian. Then on both Tuesday and Wednesday this past week, guess what? Small caps outperformed. In fact, over the last 5 days, the Russell 2000 is now up 1.27%, while the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ are modestly up. So it's too early to call a bottom in small caps, but I think if the reflation theory holds and the Fed keeps the rise in yields manageable, which is the big question right now, then I think small caps can start to outperform like we saw in mid-June, and it could be a good year for them overall. But like everything, you got to tread lightly around this stuff, okay? Be careful. Now, are there tactical opportunities you could be looking at in addition to small cap right now when you see these pullbacks? Because I'm going to tell you right now, they're not over. What this is telling us is that you're going to see more of this type of momentum. So first of all, if you're concerned about that, it's causing you some worry about your portfolio and how you're going to live off that if things drop so precipitously. This show today is going to be dedicated to that. We're going to get into that. But in the meantime, if you're just looking at reallocating stocks, take a look at some of these areas right now. Travel and leisure, airlines, cruise lines, hotels, travel booking sites, theme parks, movie theaters, car rental, mall REITs. All right, take a look at some of that. Next week, we're going to see the pending home sale. So all those real estate prices that keep climbing. That'll be a good index for us to take a look at. A lot of people right now are calling us. They have a lot of equity in their homes. They're thinking about moving to other states. Tired of paying all this tax. Tired of Proposition 19. They want to do something about it.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.